summer workout tape. And ladies, if you follow these instructions exactly, you might be able to pull you a rapper, an NBA player, man, at least a dude with a car. So first of all, we gonna work on the stomach. Nobody wants a little tight.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and
oh,
do
check
your
one,
crunches
two.
Like this, kid.
We live
stop
today.
Get up, check your weave. Don't drop the pun.
Shout out to Ye, man. This is the college dropout album. This is Kanye's best album.
She's so excited. Tell me who's invited.
You, your friends, and mine. Whoa. Let's go.
Girls look like Halle Berry to me. So excuse me, miss, I forgot your name. Thank you, God bless you, good night.
I came, say what? Check what tip.
It's been a week without me, and she feel weak without me. She wanna talk it out, but ain't nothing to talk about.
Check what
she talk about freaking out.
How y'all feeling today? Welcome
out
to the Team 2 Podcast
it
Show
out.
It is
work
your favorite
out
host.
My name Kanye from the Jigga said, Twista said, get it wet. Oh girl, your breath is harsh. Cover your mouth up like you got stars. Off them tracks, yeah, I'm off them cars. Chill out, okay. On 16 degrees. Sweat into the oldies. What you can do with Kobe. Maybe one day, girl, we could. So you can back to all your homies. Yeah, but I still mess with a big girl. That you ain't big girl, I still hit girl. You brought two friends, okay, three more now. Hop in the bench, four door.
Let's go. Welcome to the Team Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz, man. And I'm back in the stool once again. How y'all feel? It is Tuesday. I like to call Tuesday Thriving Tuesdays. I hope y'all are out there making some real wise decisions. Y'all thriving in everything y'all doing, accomplishing those goals, making your dreams a reality. That's what we do on this show, man. And I got a full house in here today, even though we started late. But we always start late because they don't never know how to come in here and do what they supposed to do.
Sound check 1, 2, 3.
Well, first of all, time out. Don't put that on me, because I didn't know four people was coming.
No.
Don't put that on me,
it is,
man.
On you. She'll always be prepared.
No, first of all, I did a sound check for the normal sound check.
You should always be extra prepared, though.
Yeah, be ready at all times.
You want to get ready?
So y'all
gonna
just
be a chef. Already.
So y'all just going to gang up on me, though.
Yeah. Huh? Your favorite host, so we can tell you about yourself. It's all love at the end of the day, though.
That's all right. That's all right. Yes. That's all right. So today we're going to talk about physical, mental, and spiritual health. I'm going to go with JV first, and then I'm going to go to Zay. Then I might slide to my right. We got a special guest in the building. We got Zay's brother Jordan hanging out in the studio with me today. This going to be a fun show. I'm probably going to do less talking than what I would normally do because, you know, the crew got something that they want to say. So, physically active versus physical anxiety is the topic. Happy birthday to all the Aquarius. It is February. Happy birthday to all the Aquarius once again. Valentine's Day is next week. I got a real special edition of the Team Cool Podcast Show happening next week. We are going live, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all make sure y'all tap in to my IG. We can go crazy. If you don't follow me on IG, make sure you do that. It's HEART, the number 4, success right now. Make sure you go do that, all right? Welcome to the Team Cool Podcast Show. Let's get started. JV, what it do, baby?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
How you feel?
I'm cool. I'm good.
Oh, I got some energy out of you today. You ain't.
I don't miss you.
You ain't irritated. You ain't stressed out.
Nah, I'm cool.
You had something to eat today. You feel me? All that.
You wasn't gonna feed me, so don't laugh.
I don't have any money yet.
You broke, anyways.
My little bro, Taj is here.
Yeah, I hear him in the back.
Taj is always in the studio messing with stuff. His mic is not on, sir. Oh, see, this is the type of stuff that go on in here, man. Good evening, because it is evening time right now. So, JV, let's get into the first question. Oh, you know what? Let's do that. Let's introduce. I mean, because everybody, I mean, you know, I didn't introduce y'all, my bad. But the crew is in here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to let them introduce themselves since y'all two are the ones that's coming out of these beautiful speakers. Please do the honors of saying who you are to the audience.
All right, it's y'all favorite co-host, Isaiah, man. I think everybody else in the studio. I'm on the support. We might like JV a little bit. Obviously, I got to love my brother, Bataj. He got to get out. Even Jazz, we like her a little bit, but she'll be taking 7 years for the sound checks, so.
Don't play that on me, bro. We don't never start the show on time because y'all be wanting to go in and out.
That's Taj.
I be back in 5 seconds.
That was Taj.
Come on. That was Taj. Don't do nothing that you ain't supposed to do today.
Just stop me out of nowhere.
To my right, I'm going to nicely go ahead and... Please introduce yourself to the audience. Welcome to the T Crew Podcast Show.
it's your boy Jordan, man.
Oh, Jay-Z anything but laid back now.
Yeah, he anything but laid back now. Yeah, I'm just saying.
He only reason Jay-Z laying back is because he old. His knees don't work.
Right. My man, arthritis be acting up.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, JV is back on you.
Oh, no, it's not. It's your boy.
Oh, my
you
bad.
Forgot about me. Oh. It's like the one who started forgotten.
I didn't know you was going to talk, my man. Go ahead.
It's the one who started this no, is Taj, forgotten.
Taj definitely put me on it. Is anybody
right,
like
not going to lie.
As I expected him to.
Right. Had to get my boy Isaiah up in this joint. And he got his twin. Twin, where have you been?
At home.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. The show that Isaiah and I did is probably
You said that 18 billion times already. It's your favorite show.
Yeah, y'all. Somebody gotta top this show though. I haven't did a show that's gonna top that one yet.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I was sitting in for that joint. That joint was like that. I'm not even gonna hold y'all.
Alright, here we go. JV, it's on you. You ready? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm in a good mood.
You feeling great?
Yeah. I don't like you.
Feeling good, feeling great. Like how you feel? That is Outkast.
She was missing on my man a little bit. It's okay.
I don't like you. Anyways.
So it says, what physical activities do you engage in to ensure your endurance? When I say that, I mean like what?
Physical fights.
Come on, Taj, man. Come on, bro. Welcome to the Team Group Podcast Show, y'all. I feel like the first 30 seconds to minute, maybe even 2 minutes of the show was like all improv. None of this was planned. As y'all know, we like to kind of keep it that way. So if you hear any extra stuff going on in the background that you probably wouldn't normally hear or you might would hear, it's because they're in here actually doing extra stuff.
Because of you.
Thank y'all for tuning into the show.
I'm cool.
Why you gotta say thanks? Cause of me.
Cause I'm on one today, so we going off each other today, like we did last show.
All right, come on, bro.
All right.
You gonna answer the question or what?
Yeah. But okay, I already talked about this in the last couple shows, but I'm an athlete.
Wait, did you understand the question? Though?
You said, "What do we do? What type of extracurriculars do you do to ensure your endurance?"
Physical endurance. But I mean, but that too with sports, but. Also, what is your diet like? What drinks are you consuming on the daily? What you got?
I don't have a particular diet. But, I mean, I drink water every couple of hours. Like, every hour. And that's all I do.
How many bottles of water you drink a day?
A day? Six, maybe seven.
Oh, that's good. You beat me because I don't drink that many bottles of water a day.
I had to get used to it.
I'm at, like, three.
It's funny because when you
a gallon a day is really good too.
You don't just start at like six.
You gotta start like two.
So me right now, or maybe I think one. She got me beat by like one or two because I have I'm at like five or six. Six on a good day, but like
I'm only drinking water right now.
But for a long time, I didn't really like drink water all the time. I think it had to start with flavors and stuff, and then when I start drinking water just regularly, it made me better because it was just for me.
But
you can't just expect yourself to drink six waters by the end of the day in one day when it's your first day.
Right, like
you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's hard to push yourself to do that.
So like what? So what? What'd you eat though? Like, what's your diet like?
I don't have a diet. I don't really have a particular diet to follow.
No, I'm just I know, but I'm just saying like what? Not like diet, as in like you got a specific, you know, food regimen that you follow to eat. I'm saying, what kind of foods do you eat on a day to day?
Chipotle, McDonald's.
That'll help you. Chick-fil-A. Keep your physical energy up. That ain't gonna be making you sleepy.
That don't know JV. I'ma tell y'all.
What she eat, Zay? What she eat, Zay?
I don't think you understand. The last time I was here, it was like earlier, either this week or last week.
It was last week.
She literally spent the whole time. I was here for a couple hours. She spent the whole time talking about, I want some Chipotle.
Because I really do. I still want some.
Told you.
What is so craving? Or like, what is the most, why do you want Chipotle like all the time?
It's like,
any and everything.
I mean, Chipotle not bad, but like, though, but
I don't know. Really, I eat more vegetables than protein though, because I don't really care for protein. I don't really care for like meat and stuff.
But you know how to cook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you know how to cook?
Eggs. Why do you keep like eggs? Isaiah, shut up. Stop talking.
That microwave is like crazy.
What you know how to cook, JV? Eggs.
I mean, I don't cook a lot. I just started learning how to cook, but I mean, I cook simple stuff. Like Alfredo, fried chicken, greens. I eat little stuff like that. I don't cook a lot though.
That's a bet. We got some.
I know how to cook fish a little bit.
That's a bet. Okay. So same question, but I'm going to my right. Jordan, what you got?
Oh, my diet, man.
What physical activities do you engage in to keep your endurance? I mean, cause health is wealth, right? So if we not treating our bodies right, how do we expect to, you know, be around when that wealth hit that account if you ain't around to see it?
Right.
Because I want to be alive to make my first $1 million. I can't be out here.
I want to be alive to make my first million too.
All sluggish and everything, all tired. Soon as I eat some, I'm going right to sleep.
Right, like face hanging down to your knees.
You know what I'm saying? But you talking about, you know.
Yeah.
What you got? What you got, Jordan?
Well, I don't know about the other people here, but I'm a dog sitter, so my job requires me to get up and do a lot of walking around anyway.
Okay. Good cardio. Cardio. I love cardio. Everything about cardio.
I love cardio.
I used to go to the gym, but I stopped going. I need to go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we was talking about like, how many bottles of water you drink a day?
I'm only drinking water right now.
That's good.
And I probably get a chance to explain why later on in the show, because it kind of ties into the topic for today.
All right, that's a bet. So, Zay, what you got, sir?
I'm a little like JV in the sense of I play sports and I do some cardio. To say Brianna, but as for my diet, I try to stay away from certain things. Like, I don't generally drink soda. Like, I had one today, and that was probably my first soda in like 2 or 3 years.
That's really good. I don't drink soda either.
I cut it out a lot of things that I used to eat because it's not really healthy for you. Like, I'm not the healthiest person, but I try to take care of my body, especially with my time in the hospital now.
I'm definitely going to need you to be like 100% on taking care of your body.
I've been eating like more vegetables and whatnot, and I've been making like smoothies with like fruit and stuff in it. So.
Smoothies with fruit and vegetables or just fruit?
Like, I put carrots and kale in my food.
Oh yeah, you lit. I like that combination. Mm-hmm. And that's a nice little combination
there. That's a savory, I'll say at least.
So for me, Todd, you got something you wanna say?
Yeah, because you keep, for some reason today, I'm just getting skipped like.
Nah, crazy. Look, because I'm not used to having four people, even though I would like to have four people on the show every show. But, you know, people be having their, they be trying to figure out when they want to work, when they want to record, when they, you know what I'm saying? I can't never get.
You got to figure out when you want to record. Like, I be asking.
I set the days. The only reason why we didn't record last week is because I was in production all last week because I was behind.
Yeah.
Now I'm caught up.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, but the show is up and out.
Deleted my show.
The show is up
and out. My show.
Right.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
I hope it got deleted too. I hope it get deleted. Save not file. I hope it don't save. I hope it don't save it to get deleted. Okay.
Can we let Todd speak?
Anyway, go ahead, Todd.
We 15 minutes into the show, y'all.
It's alright. JV love
you. I don't like you.
Okay.
So y'all just gonna make me do extra work?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Come on.
But yeah, like I was saying, I usually eat chicken and rice for real.
Yeah, like 12 cases of 8-piece chicken nuggets.
Two Big Macs.
Two big pots of rice.
Three
extra gravy on
three
top.
Three glasses of Kool-Aid.
Right.
Well.
So, Pat, first of all, you ready?
Can we let him speak, please?
Because I am broke and have no money. Broke pockets on E.
Wait for your witness out there
like I was saying, I make my food. I make my chicken and rice, grilled chicken. We keep it a buck. Grilled chicken is like, I feel like it's healthier for you. Grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken's better.
Yeah. So yeah, I just grilled chicken and white rice, and I drink a gallon of water every day.
I do know, like
Jasmine. I know you see me drink soda still, but I most definitely drink me some water. Like I do cardio. I do hit the gym because I got a dog. I gotta walk my dog every day, so I definitely hit cardio in the morning.
All right, so. That's a bet. So, for me, what I do as far as my diet and, like, drinks and stuff I am.
So what?
Today.
I know you.
I'm a picky eater, so it's a lot of stuff that I don't eat. Because, like, and, like, stuff that I used to eat when I was a kid, I don't eat no more. Because when you eat so much of, like, a certain food, your taste buds start to change as you get older. So, it's a lot of stuff that I don't eat now. My only soda that I drink, you know, that I may buy is ginger ale. But sometimes I just drink that when I'm not feeling well or something. But it's typically, like, tea and, like, water or, like, Gatorade. Just to keep electrolytes in your system and keep it flowing. But I'm when it comes to eating, I'm very, very picky.
Like
my mom will be in the kitchen cooking and she'll be like, "Hey, do you want or do you eat?" I'd be like, "Nope." She be like, "What you gonna eat?" I'd be like, "I'll figure it out, but it won't be that."
Like
yeah.
That's how
I
be, yeah.
Yeah. So
but they not a picky eater.
So yeah, we wanna be able to eat right, to exercise, and let's not wait until we get like
older.
Upper in our age to treat our bodies how we supposed to be treating them, because we only get one on this side. You only get one on this side of earth. So you know, you want to make sure that we treating it according. Like I said, health is wealth. So when you start making all this money, you feel me, you want to be around to see it and share it with the people that you love. So that's what we talking about today, man. We gonna jump into the second topic before I go to commercial. Like I said, I got a full house today, and I'm kind of happy that I got a full house, because ever since the start of season 3, I haven't had a full house. So I got a full house. I got 4 mics set up. The crew is in here heavy. Happy birthday to the Aquarius. I know I said that in the intro of the show. It is February. I got to shout out the birthdays, man. This will be doing the Teen Crew podcast show. Listen, second topic. And I'm going to let the crew initiate this, because after I ask it, because I haven't experienced this particular aspect that we're going to the show. So I'm going to let the crew handle business here. But the question says, how can anxiety affect you physically, mentally, and spiritually? That is the first.
I don't think I know y'all can't see it.
Part of the question. Once again, for the people in the back, I say, how can anxiety affect you physically, mentally, and spiritually? That is the first part to the question. The second part to the question is, what are some daily practices that can be implemented to no longer experience anxiety? So, who want to jump in and tackle this first?
we all seen her sit up.
Right, we all seen her jump up like that.
Who's jumping in?
Like, she started fixing the hair. She thought she was real cute with this one.
Stop talking to me.
She thought she did her big ones.
But no, for real, like panic attacks, like, that's the panic attacks. Anxiety attacks. Like, they would change you so much as a person. Because if something happens to you, when something happens to you, let's say it can be, like, stress. Because we talked about that stress. When you think too much about something and it causes an anxiety attack, when you get in that situation again, it's harder for you to break through another anxiety attack in that situation. One, because I've been through that. Also, like, physically, it hurts your body physically. Because
they hurt, definitely.
They definitely do hurt. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I promise. It's,
So, so how does it, like,
no,
what
for real.
Like, what physically, what how does anxiety affect your body? Like, what does
like
it
like, I, like what,
what does it do exactly?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Can I do this one, y'all? Because yeah. Like I'm currently going through some things because of like stress and anxiety and stuff. So like,
oh, you good? You good? Welcome to the show, y'all. I know this is what we do.
Yeah. Right now I'm dealing with some caused by stress and anxiety. I got my stomach messed up right now, so I can't really like eat like nothing. I gotta be on a real bland diet. I can't like drink things that I usually would because of stress and anxiety. And I gotta and stress and anxiety causing you physical harm is a real thing, because now when I have my anxiety attacks, them things physically hurt. And it's not only a mental thing, it's a physical thing. People think, oh, the anxiety attacks, you just going through something mentally. No. It's a physical thing that you go through that can actually do real harm to your body.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, I'm pretty sure this has been the case for a lot of us, but I've obviously been struggling with, like, anxiety and stuff like depression. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes to, like, anxiety versus depression in my case, I'm going to be honest with you. I would choose depression. I don't know if this gets very bad, but I would choose that.
I would very much choose depression over anxiety.
They hurt. Like, it's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
The chest hurt. And
like, you would think it's the end of the world right then and there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you think. I've been to the hospital like many times for anxiety attacks.
Right.
And all the doctors could do was sit there and give me a little pill.
Right.
And then when I go home, the same thing happens.
But now it's about 10 times worse than you're the doctor.
Right. The doctors can't really help with it because it's a thing that they can't really help with besides giving you that little pill and sending you home.
Because it's a physical thing, like you said.
And it's funny, right? Because it's kind of like a cycle. You have an anxiety attack at home, go to the doctor, have an anxiety attack because you're at the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They give you that little pill. You go home, pill wears off, you're back.
Mm-hmm. Back at square one.
Right. And more often than not, you feel worse because you have to repeatedly go to the doctor. Now you feel like a burden to the people around you.
Yeah,
you
I'm
like, you have to keep taking it.
I'm going to keep it a stack with y'all. I stopped going to the doctor for mass. Because, oh, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get in there. Give me that pill. First, they're going to make me do some blood work. Then they're going to give me that pill. They're going to tell me it ain't nothing but my stress and anxiety yacking up. And then I'm going to go home a couple days later. Not even a couple days later. A couple hours later. I'm in the house cooling. I'm off the pill. I go to sleep. Wake back up. I take the pill. It's working for a little bit. Then I go to sleep or something. Or I just sit up. And as soon as that don't wear off, I'm back at scale one. It don't really work forever.
Has anxiety made y'all develop some form of insomnia?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get no
sleep. Yeah. My anxiety causes me to have nightmares. That's
not
fun.
Even just nightmares, but it'd be like the vivid one, like you could just
like
feel.
You real like a like feel your nightmares, yes. Yeah, like real night terrors.
You know it's bad when you wake up and you still feel the dream.
Yeah. Especially when your nightmares start to cause you like physical pain, when you wake up,
night terror.
Them is night terrors
and that,
at
right
that
there,
point. And that,
it could cause you not to want to go sleep ever again. Like,
yeah.
I promise you.
Because
like,
yeah.
Personal experience, I had went to sleep for probably 24 hours straight.
I don't know if y'all
and it was
noticed,
so bad.
But night terrors can actually like be really harmful. Because some people, because of they've had night terrors, have had like heart attacks or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because their body feels the physical pain. So you know your body's going to respond to that. in some way, and some people's heart and brain
can't take it.
Can't take it,
especially if you like have like heart conditions mm-hmm. and weak hearts or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're already at risk of having heart attacks and stuff while you're up.
Right.
So then, when you sleep and you're going through something like this, your body's still working even though your mind's shut down for a little bit. So
the crazy thing is about what's going on right now with me is I was eating healthy. But because of my stress and anxiety, it's caused something to be physically harmful to my body.
So sometimes your mental issues can be a bigger factor in
your physical your health than you might think. Yeah.
Physical.
But it also can be the environment you're around as well that makes you the type of person too.
True, very true. Very true.
All right, so I'm going to throw this out there to the crew real quick. How does anxiety affect you spiritually?
Spiritually, oh,
Jesus!
It makes you.
It can make you lose your interest in life itself.
Like yeah,
everything
faith.
You used to.
Depending on
that, you enjoy, you don't enjoy it anymore.
Right. Depending on how bad it is, you feel like you start to lose yourself.
Right.
Not just like feeling down, feeling oh, I'm sad for a little, but then I'm gonna get over it. No, you feel like you literally start to lose yourself.
In that place,
and that's a place where you don't want to be. Because I've been in that place,
no, for real.
And it's very hard to get out of that place that you've been in once you've been in there.
But if you've been there for a long period of time, it's gonna take you a long time.
It's gonna take
a long time. You can be happy for 2 seconds, but right back you could be acting the exact same.
The longer you in there, the
harder it is to get out.
I like to say, and I know Zia said last time, but people are built on their experiences.
Absolutely.
So when you experiencing that for a long period of time, and that's becoming all you know on a regular basis, you're going to start to feel like, why try?
Right. It's like
you start to give up.
Trying to break a bad habit.
But bad habits are hard to break, I feel like. But overall, spiritually, it's challenging. Because you would start to think that, oh, yeah, well, I don't feel like this doing this no more. I don't care about this no more. So I'm just going to do what I want to do. I ain't going to act the same way.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do what I want.
Right.
I don't care how anybody got to feel. Just I do me.
Honestly, cause you drift away from the people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, honestly,
and you
I feel
lose
like
people that you're closest to.
Yeah.
Which just makes you worse. So it's a cycle.
Yeah. You're by yourself in that moment.
Pulling away because you're scared to express yourself.
Because
feeling worse about pulling away. Losing people. Feeling worse about that. And then repeating the cycle.
Because you already feel by yourself. You already feel alone. So when you push people away, you're really alone now. So it's really just going to be a worse effect.
And when you're going through those attacks, so nobody can do nothing for you.
Right.
So one word of advice to everybody that go through something like this. I know it's not going to be easy.
Right.
I know it's going to be hard. Very difficult. But if you have at least one person that really genuinely wants to help
it don't have to be a friend. It could be an adult too.
Right. It don't have to be. It could be a complete stranger. Right, but if they're genuinely interested in helping you, then sometimes you might gotta put that pride aside or just put however you know get the help.
You gotta let people help you.
You can't help yourself in a situation. You're gonna give yourself bad ideas.
Right,
yeah.
If you feel alone, the answer to that isn't pushing away everybody that wants to be.
And shutting yourself out might literally lead you to start physically harming yourself.
Right.
Because I've seen it happen.
I've seen it happen
to people all the time.
Actively seek help. If help is offered to you, or help is, or someone's constantly showing you that they want
to
help you,
get somebody else to help you. They know they can help you. Do that. I know it's hard, but you do it. Cause I promise you, physically it's gonna drain you. Mentally it's gonna drain you. Spiritually it's gonna drain you. So you're gonna be done complete.
Right.
You're not gonna feel yourself no more.
So that's why you need help to crawl out of them places.
Yeah.
You can't just take everything on your shoulders by yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we gonna have to. I'm about to call Jesus. Somebody told me Jesus on the mainland.
Just call us.
Yeah, you gonna have to. Hey, Jesus, give me. Hey, can you can you stop your operation for a second? I need to get out of this anxiety.
Yeah, whoever told God I'm one of his strongest warriors, I'm gonna need them to stop telling him that. They lie. They don't lie to him.
God, stop putting me on that strongest soldier.
Right.
Because I'm a soldier
weapons,
right now. Let me.
these weapons prospering against me a little too much. They said no weapon against me. Form shall prosper. They prosper.
Like Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Right.
The full thing. Like,
you gotta put all that in the mix.
Give me like 2 seconds to get myself together. Come back.
Well, up there playing in my head with the lights need to knock it off.
Right, I'm gonna need them to stop it. Let's regroup. It's been a strong
mess. Give me like 5 minutes.
Right,
5 minutes.
We can talk about
please,
it.
Please,
that's it.
Words. All right, so we're gonna go to the part 2 of the question, and then we're gonna go to commercial break because y'all know we got. got some bills to pay, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gotta keep your girl coming in the studio with the crew each week, man. So
Right, where my paycheck at? Where's paycheck at? Where's paycheck at?
Right,
where,
next
you got
question.
Bills to pay.
This
the question that we need.
Hey
to
man,
know.
This owned by DC government, man. So they got
you know,
so stick it up with them.
Now.
Hey, where y'all at?
My check at.
Do that.
Hey, what did do?
About to get do.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So second part to the question: what are some daily practices that can be done to no longer experience anxiety? I know we having fun, but I'm gonna repeat it again because there's a lot going on in the studio right now. But I'm happy about it because I'm doing less talking, which is what I love. Right?
Yeah.
We do gotta make
she answer first. Yeah, she
what
answer
are
first.
Some daily practices that can be done to no longer experience anxiety? What you got for my audience?
You start. You ain't talk. You start. You talk.
I asked the question.
But
I don't
you
know nothing
talk
about this.
Answer,
so there y'all go.
Answer the question.
Yeah,
I don't know nothing about this, so y'all
you
gotta
said,
take the floor, crew.
You said don't help us.
What are some practices you think should happen?
Nah, that ain't the question, though. We gotta.
What are some practices you think should happen? You asking us.
Let's not
question.
Let that door slam. Sir, I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show.
Thank you, my brother. Namaste. Happy Black History Month.
That too. Happy Black History Month. I did not say that at the beginning.
Activities you can practice to get anxiety out your system.
I mean, it don't just go away. I promise. It don't just go away. But it don't just go away. But such things you can do. I mean, I talk to my best friend every single day. Or I talk to my cousin every single day. Because those people that actually like help me get through stuff. And also I have a counselor at my school.
Oh, that's dope. I
because
like that.
He know who I am as a person since before I even got into high school.
Getting sit there because you keep beating people up.
Right.
I don't beat people up. Anyways, not talking about that. Anyways, but. Shut up.
Let her answer. Let her answer.
Anyways, but like for real, like he know, because I come to school, I mean, my face is just, be, I look mean. Uh-huh. I don't, people, I think you know this.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah.
Y'all so instigated.
Come on.
But.
Yeah. Come on, let her speak. Let her speak, y'all.
Shut up.
Let her have the floor, y'all.
So, But of course, I have my days where it's just like I just want to cry, cause that's some real stuff. Like you can't just not go like a couple like a long time without crying. Like, cause crying is healthy. That's what
it
people
is.
That's people tell me.
It's like a medicine.
See, that's what people tell me.
It's like
crying,
a medicine.
It's very very healthy for you. Cause if you don't cry, it's like you building some more stuff up. And it's going kind of to anger.
It's like medicine.
Yeah, it's going to turn into anger either way. But talking to people. They're irritated. Talking to people is really a good thing though, because it helps you relieve a lot of stuff that you need to get out. So what you gotta say, Jordan? Because you keep you and your twin keep saying
my
stuff. Yeah,
anxiety has transitioned to a multitude of things, but none of them is really working for me right now. But I used to draw. I sing to myself. I like the singing stuff. I be punching the punching bag, but I need to get my gloves because, you know, I be punching it with my raw hands. That's not healthy. Yeah.
All right, Zay, what you got? What you got, Zay? What are some daily practices that you think the audience can do to no longer experience anxiety?
I think I've talked to you about this. I think Taj might know. Jordan definitely knows, and I've talked to you about this, but I'm a huge fan, like, because I've never been the one, real one, to, like, I've never been good at, like, talking to other people about it. So, what I did was, my, one of the people that I used to talk to is I went to counseling or therapy up until in my last year of ministry. So, one thing that they recommended me to do, because they know I don't really go out and, you know, because they knew I wasn't going to continue therapy. I'm going to be honest with you. They knew I wasn't going to do that. So they was like, go out, get you a notebook, and write in it. And at first, writing regularly didn't really help. But then I started listening to, like, poetry. And, you know, I've always been a fan of music or whatever. So instead of just, like, writing out my feelings, because I've never been the best at expressing it, I like writing poetry now. Sometimes I write music. And it's really, like, a very good outlet of, like, letting out your feelings without necessarily bringing it to another person. Because sometimes bringing it to another person, you feel like a burden.
Right.
But if you just write it out, like, on a piece of paper in the form of, like, art that you can go back and be proud of, it's really a different feeling.
Like, you don't even gotta keep it. Sometimes you can just crumple it up, you can burn it, whatever you
want. Yeah,
like,
definitely burn it.
And it symbolizes just letting go.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I keep all my poetry. I got it in my book.
I mean, what I did for a little bit, I wrote on my, you know how people do write on the plate and write about everything that's going on with you? I would write on the plate. I had like 5 plates, front and back.
You broke it.
Yes, we would go, somebody would take me out, and we'll go somewhere, and I would throw the plate, like, just to get it out, because I won't say I'm destructive, but like, that's the only way for me to like to relieve a lot of stuff when I'm not breaking like valuable, just like things that you could be replaced. But like with the plate situation, me throwing that, it relieves so much stuff, especially each one you talk about the one topic in each plate. So when you throw it, it's just like, okay, you let it go.
It's done.
It is what it is.
All right, and this has been good. It's been good to me because I ain't been doing
Tasha
a bunch of dialogue, but this is what I want to.
Tasha, want to say something? No, do you want to say something?
Hold on. I'm going to get Tasha on the next.
No, do not.
I'm going
to just go. Let's go.
But since y'all wanted me to answer the question, when I was the one who initiated the question, one thing that I would say to the audience, that just pray about it.
You definitely know,
pray it.
We brought Jesus to here today.
Prayer changes things. I believe that. So
I've been raised in the church all my life, and sometimes I gotta tell. And somewhere I tell you, sometimes that don't work. Sometimes you need something else.
Right.
I mean, definitely. Yeah, sometimes you're going to, because, I mean, that's just like saying, you know, you got faith, but you ain't doing no work. Faith without works is dead. So you can have faith.
Absolutely true.
You can have faith for a thing all you want.
Absolutely true.
But if you ain't got no work to proceed behind what you're doing, then that ain't going, then what is the benefit of that?
Absolutely.
You back at square one.
You got to be consistent.
I know we talked about this before, but if you want me to.
Say it again. Taj.
But no, I know.
Come on, man. You about to have me doing extra production work.
Come on. We should just let it be how it is, except for what he said.
Nah, man. Y'all know I'm going to have to clean this up to make it presentable.
I've talked about this before, but if you want me to, I do have one of my poems.
Oh, yeah. Let's. Here's what we'll do, right? We'll take another. Well, not another, because we didn't take one the first time. But we're going to take a commercial break real quick. We're going to come back. I'm going to let my man Zay do a poem, because I did ask him that last show. Y'all be paying attention, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew podcast show, man. We'll go to commercial. He come back, do his poem. We're going to jump into the last topic. And I'm going to let my little bro Todd speak, because he's been in here acting crazy all show. But all right. We're going to see y'all in a minute. All right. Peace. Guess we going all the way up on the show today. What? What you say? That's how I feel. I guess we going all the way up. 100%. Welcome to the Teen Crew podcast show now. It is your favorite host. I'm chilling today in the studio. Yes, sir. Check. Want to. How y'all feeling today? Real good, I hope. Real blessed, I hope. Real good, I hope. Real blessed, I hope. We going all the way up. We going all the way up.
Jasmine, stop looking at me.
ain't said nothing to you this time. I ain't said nothing
to you this time.
We coming back. All the way up. What? All the way up. What? Yes.
Stop.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Scene Crew Podcast. Yes, indeed. We back, man. Let's do it. Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Yeah, I feel good right now. I ain't played a sound effect yet, but we going to try this one. Whichever one this one is, I might just push it because I don't remember what it was. It's the H-E-A-R-T for success. Hey.
Oh, it's definitely that.
Follow your girl on IG. H-E-A-R-T, the number 4 success right now. That is what we doing. We are talking about physical, mental, and spiritual health. Zay, you about to supposed to be doing a poem and you walking around. So I asked Zay to do a poem on the show at the last show. Was that the last show or the show before last?
His show. It was his show. So
I know, but because me and you just did a show, didn't we? Me and you and
Loose.
Right. Yeah. So 2 weeks ago. Right. 2 weeks ago, I asked Zay to
recite a poem.
I did. Thank you very much. Because
I wrote this poem after that because I remember you told me. And so I already told you. I think I said it on the show last show.
Yeah, I think it would be some creative. Let's do it, man.
I talked about on the last show how I was going to start the breakup. So,
I think we touched on that before that. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a poem on the show. I think this is real creative, so I'm going to give Zay the floor. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit, but I hope y'all enjoy it. Here we go.
Okay, this is a poem I wrote right after that time. It's one called Unappreciated. Right, so this is my first time reading.
Go ahead. We got you.
Right, so it's always the people who appreciate the unappreciated who aren't appreciated enough. They take a backseat to the one people complain about but become the one they complain to. They place their energy in people and places who aren't earning it while not taking the time to make sure their soul gets the right nourishment until their energy runs low and eventually gets burned through. Every time you go back to him, it's like you're nicking, scratching, and blasting off pieces of my heart with a loaded cannon, smoking, bleeding, wound clean. But then y'all fight, you say he makes you go insane, you say he needs to change, you tell me that me and him are not the same, tell me that loving him ain't worth the pain, but he calls, you answer, leave me, go back to him like that love don't cost a thing.
Big facts.
It's funny though, right? Because writing this poem is easy, but talking to you about this would never work. Because we talk, you say you understand, but make excuses for him. And in the end, I apologize for bringing it up, and I wear a victory smirk like I've never been hurt. It's crazy, though, right? Because all of my favorite conversations happen after I always go through this. Like, I was actually having an intelligent chat with the lady Liberty, and she asked me, how do I remain standing tall through it all? Because she couldn't stand for this level of foolishness. I proceeded with a response that not only left her speechless, but exposed my greatest weakness and revealed to her one of my greatest secrets. I said to her, and I quote, when you haven't felt loving physical contact in so long, your brain rewires itself and makes you perceive it as a threat. So when you get comfortable, it makes you want to be near that person forever. When I said to Esther, she looked at me as if she had just received a national treasure.
I mess with that. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. That was fire.
I didn't listen to this poem before, and I gotta tell you, this
that's
this
fire. But next time you do it though, and matter of fact, this same poem I'm gonna have you do in the beginning of the show on the live next week. But you gotta have crazy intensified energy when you do it. But that was, I like it.
Right, I have more poems that's like more incense than this, but this.
No, but I actually like that one because we talked about that on your
last show. We was talking about was talking about relationships. And stuff.
Yeah, that too. Was he was in here? He wasn't in here with us. He wasn't. Okay. All right, man. I'm having a good time. I got a four mic setup today. You know how happy I am right now. Four mics, man.
Got 4. Hours.
All right, so we coming. I know. We coming to the wire of the show, down to the wire of the show, right? So it says, what are some exercises you can do to maintain balance physically, mentally, and spiritually as it relates to anxiety? Now, like I said before, I know I'm not one that has experienced anxiety, so that's why I let the crew talk for the majority of the show. But I think, you know, well, I did research this and I wrote it down, but I think as far as exercising go, cardio is always good. Jogging is always good. If you like to walk, walking is always good.
Taking
too.
Walks is real healthy.
Hit the treadmill. You know, for me, my workout regimen, I used to do like a lot of like lifting and anything that had to do with weights, but now it's no need for me to do that, so I do more toning than anything else. Like sometimes I can still do 50 push-ups because my body's conditioned like that, but I try to break it up into I can do 30. I typically do 30, but if I can really do like 50 a day. I can do 50 a day.
Come on, to get down with me. You won't.
You want to challenge me? I don't think you want to do that, Jay.
Nah, I can't do that.
I can give you five sets of 10
can't
real
lift his
quick.
Own body weight right now.
No, so. I can't lift my own body weight right now. But I'm like I said, my surgeon told me that.
Well, when you should have some shit. When you get better, I accept the challenge. No,
cut it out.
I accept the challenge of 50 push-ups. I will give you.
Why only 50 though?
Because because I do 50. That's my number.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere between 30 and 50, I do. But that's not for me to say like, just for like, you know, strength or strong or whatever like that. It's just for me. It's just for toning purposes. But I do like a lot of cardio. You know, treadmill, a lot of leg workout stuff. So cardio. I think like jogging is good, and mentally, I would say. Spiritually, I'm always going to say prayer. I'm going with that regardless, because prayer can be an exercising your mental to say the right things,
and not only
saying the things out of your mouth, but also doing the things that you say out of your mouth, because a lot of times we like to put all this stuff out there about what we want to do and all this.
They don't do
but it. When it come down to actually getting to it, you know, you ain't doing nothing. So your words don't hold no weight. Your words don't hold no power. So mentally, I'm going to say like, write it down, make it plain for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, get you a journal. For me, I write every day. So I'm not.
That's and be truthful
that's,
about
that's
it.
Something that I wouldn't miss, but I've gotten so accustomed to doing it that I don't even use paper. I just write it in my phone. And we have the luxury of having the world at our fingertips, so there's no reason why we shouldn't be, you know, activating this stuff that we want to see in our lives. But, however, that's my take on that. I think I love this show a little bit because, like I said, I did less talking today, but I'm just having fun with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go. Who did I hear? Less of, or all of y'all talk.
Josh.
So yes.
He looking at you like you stupid.
Just set up so fast.
My bad.
That's past talking to Mike Poole. You past. Know, just so.
Talk about Taj. Who have I heard of?
I mean, well,
because Taj been talking in the background the whole time.
Right, Taj, you want my mic for a little bit, bro?
No, he can take. He can take Joy mic. So what kind of exercises you think the audience should like do to just.
You don't want my answer
to maintain their balance as it relates to anxiety, though, like mentally, physically, spiritually. What you got?
I would honestly say everything that they said works, but I would also say start a plan. Like, don't stay in the house, because staying in the house can most definitely make it worse.
It makes you lazy.
Well, I'm not saying you have to talk to anybody, but at least get outside, breathe.
Touch grass.
I swear I was about to say touch grass.
Touch the building, yeah. Light. Touch the trees.
Swear, my two favorite things is to tell people touch grass and breathe air. I promise you.
Just go touch grass.
Yeah, I'm definitely allergic to grass, so yeah.
I mean, go touch above the grass.
That don't
touch the cracks in the concrete.
Touch,
asphalt,
touch the birch tree.
Right.
Do something.
Touch the big grass.
Just like. Right. Yeah. Take some leaves. Touch roses, sunflower seeds.
Anyways.
Right, but yeah, just start a plan, you know, just have a. Right, you don't even got to buy anything. Just
Taj, hit her with that. If you use a window shopper, yeah, me.
Mad at me. I think I know why.
Ah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but just, you know, it's just.
Coming up with a plan, I like that.
Yeah, it's always good to have a plan. Because, you know, just staying in the house could be, like, with that anxiety comes depression.
Agreed.
That, man.
That's something that we did not say on the show.
That's some real ish.
Yeah.
That's something we got the pastor in the room today. Like, we got the Lord in the room today. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
I'll second that motion. Amen.
Give me an amen for that, man.
Right.
Because it's like, it's been times where I've been in the house for days, not talking to nobody. I don't even play the game. Like just stare at the wall or just stare in space and just have my door closed, light off. Like my mother be like, "What's wrong?"
Oh, you in caveman land? That's what it sounds like.
No, it's just get stuck.
Yeah, but I just think
wait, because you had enough. Don't talk.
I think being stuck though. That's a mentality though. Like everything is mental. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because as some I work from home obviously as a dog sitter. So I can't say that some people, including myself, they tend to fall back into a routine. Cause like my routine consists of me doing my dog walking thing. You know, I've seen normal stuff that I do, but I don't tend to go nowhere when I do my dog sitting thing. So I do just end up sitting in my room. Without nothing, I tend to fall into my own headspace because I don't tend to go out and leave often. I gotta tell you, don't do that. I've recently been trying to get out more, and the people at where we at, Taj, where you been at? You asking me?
I didn't like coming out. Don't act like you just all of a sudden woke up one day and was like, I'm ready to go outside.
I have been going out and hanging with our brothers.
No, I was like, come on now.
Yeah, I have been going out and hanging and cooling with our brothers.
Yeah, bring it on in.
And I gotta say, it's not always just something that you can control. Sometimes it's involuntary that you start to get in your own head, and I tend to get in my own way sometimes. Because of the fact that I'm at home so much. So getting out and going outside is really a good thing to do. Even if it's just like going on a like 20-minute walk. So because sometimes I go on walks that's supposed to be 20 minutes and I mess around. I be gone for 3 hours sometimes just in my own head.
It be like that.
So it's healthy to get out and do stuff and be active. Because that's something
that's what we talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Staying active, physically active. Baby, what you got, baby?
I mean, the same thing I said a little bit ago. Just talking to people. Like, even if Zay said he don't talk about, you know, his feelings and woo-woo. But that's a lot of people right there. Like, because for me, I could shut down, like, for maybe 2-3 hours straight. I won't speak to nobody until I'm ready to talk to somebody.
What exercises do you recommend for the audience though? Like, what you think we should be telling the audience right now as far as like cardio. Physically, mentally, spiritually? Cardio is always a good one. Cardio is always a good one.
Like, yeah. I like to walk around. Walking around, it relieves so much. Like, you think about one thing for what? Like, you go down a block. you think about one thing, and that, by the time you go to the next, on the next block, think about something else. Don't believe the same thing as you keep going to each block, because it's going to keep relevant. It's going to stay in your head. It's going, that's not going to go away.
Hey, my crew sounded smart today, though. Zay, what you got?
Yeah, like I said, I enjoy doing cardio. At least for physical activity. But I also enjoy playing basketball.
Sports, Davey talked about playing sports.
I do track.
Pool is like that.
Boxing is most definitely.
She keeps telling me to get into boxing. Which one is boxing?
Hit a punching bag. Hit somebody's face.
That's me. Only wait, time out. Because we talk about sports and like being physical and like exercising, boxing is a sport that requires like physical endurance.
It requires focus.
It does. I mean, yes, focus. But that is like a form of exercising when you box. The reason why I recommend it that JV box is because she always beat people up.
Right. Like
right. She might as well just go to do like female boxing.
It's crazy.
Don't like UFC.
It's crazy though. Cause it's funny. Just looking at JV, you would never think she out here.
She'd be like, what you say?
But as soon as you hear her talk, she'd be like, what'd you say? Excuse me? I'm like,
right, huh? Repeat yourself, cuz.
Like, wait a minute.
Like, why because, you so like, I'm like, because I'm hostile. I'm like, very hostile. Like, I don't know why I get like that. Maybe because, like, as when I was younger, I was like that because, like, people cause I was around the neighborhood, I was around. I got so used to it. That's like an instant reaction. That's like what I'm impulsed. Like, I'm going to do that.
First time I met JBC, she tried to beat me up. I'm like, chill, little gangster. You got it.
Nah, for real. I'm about to
boost. Calm down, Jamal. Don't pull out the nine.
All right, so we coming down to the end of the show. I thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast show, but I have to do this. Y'all know we got to do this before we end the show. The crew needs to tell my lovely audience who's going to be tuning into the show once it go up. Matter of fact, before I say that, thank y'all for streaming the show, for listening to the show. The numbers are going up on Spotify for podcasts. Mm-hmm. People on the actual Spotify are tuning in. Apple people that's got podcasts on Apple, they're tuning in,
okay.
Man.
Shout out to
I gotta shout her out because I'm on her platform. Like I said, shout out to my girl Christina, man. She has allowed me to use her platform to reach a greater audience with the Teen Crew Podcast show. I got a lot of love and respect for the people in the room who decide to be on this show that I've created just for them. This is their
we
perspective, their
never sometime.
Their experiences, their viewpoints, like, their mindset. So it's not just coming from me. I created this for them. This is season 3, episode 13. So we rocking and rolling. And man, I've been having a lot of fun on this dream because I got a lot more creative control, you know, going into this season, man. So I appreciate all of y'all. I'm watching every time. I don't care if it's the same 20 people that play this show back. Listen, mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all,
love
man.
Y'all. Like, we love y'all.
The Teen Crew Podcast show.
I just want to say something since I've been here since day one.
He has.
I've been here since day one. Zay been here since day two. Not even going to hold you. He's been here.
Yeah,
like,
Zay
day
been
two.
Around since the beginning too. Yeah.
Stop making me feel old. Jesus.
Nah, we ain't making you feel old, you feel.
But I just wanted to let you guys know, cause we.
I got here a little late, but I came though.
Yeah, we here to stay. I'm not even gonna lie. We here to stay.
Yeah, cause I think when I first, this is just a little backstory, real quick. When I first joined the platform or took control of the platform, it was at like 26.6. Now it's at like 26.8. So we about to hit 27,000 listen, just based off of like what's already on the platform.
Oh, y'all got traffic.
Not listen, I mean, you know, not listeners, but just overall with all the stuff being up there, but when I started, it was at like 26.6. Now it's at like 26.8. It's a little bit over like 26.8 something. So. Mm-hmm. We getting close to 27K right now, so I appreciate everybody that's been
y'all
doing
got
that thing.
Some traffic. Going.
I was about to say
I ain't gonna lie. If I feel like if the first time I came here, you weren't the person sitting behind that desk,
I wouldn't be doing this.
I wouldn't still be doing
it.
Which is like,
yeah, I don't feel like I'll be his too.
Sometimes you gotta take a step back and really appreciate the people that got you into it.
And shout out to my mom too, man.
We love mom.
And her birthday coming
up.
Her birthday is coming up. She'll be here in a few weeks doing a show with us.
She gonna be thinking she grown. Cut it out.
I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. For the people, for the people who listening,
10 o'clock, not even 10 o'clock, not 30.
I've been doing this podcast since day one. I just want to let you guys know because I was gonna say I was gonna make it a surprise, but like I'm gonna be going to college soon, and I was gonna do my own podcast.
Ooh. Yeah, that, yeah. There we go.
I never said nothing about trading. It's more like doing two in one.
Yeah, he
just coming here. I'm gonna be like a guest while I'm still in college. But when I'm
how you gonna say I've been here since day one?
I'm not like, even going to college. Like
you want access to cut it out? Calm down. Relax yourself.
And y'all a descendant? What?
Nah, okay, but in all seriousness though.
You was in Jesus history class.
Oh, wow.
I was
there with Moses. I was right there when he parted. I was right there when they parted the Red Sea. Like,
nah, before time.
I'm just saying, you're moving a lot. You need to have a seat. You know, your knees don't work like they used to.
Yeah, I think I got a selfie when it happened. Hold on.
Right. So look right.
Is Jesus black?
I do appreciate everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in to every single person who has ever played this show back. Whether it's y'all when I send y'all the shows or whoever, if y'all send the shows to y'all friends or whoever I send the shows to when I promote on my social media pages. So yeah, man. Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. And I do appreciate the love. That has not gone unnoticed. I know I give y'all a sense of comfortability and
definitely, because
and all of that stuff when y'all come in here, I make it.
Can I say this?
I make it authentic. I make it creative, but I want people to know that it's not coming from me. It's coming from y'all. So I got a bunch of love for y'all for sure.
Because can I say this? When the first time I got me on the show, but we wasn't recording. We were just talking.
Absolutely.
If you was any other person, off that, I would never told you anything that I told you.
Absolutely.
Like that's
we was in here like, having the time.
And I didn't
even
know you that much. I knew you maybe a little bit, but I didn't know you that much until you got me in here and we were talking off the mic, off recording.
Yeah.
We were just talking, it was just like, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I mess with that.
I appreciate that though. I appreciate that. 100% appreciate that conversation.
I think my first time in here was just me, Taj, and who else? Mari?
Yeah, I think Mari was in.
Right, it was just me, Taj, and Mari.
But we wasn't recording though. They was on the
It was never really a podcast.
They was on the live. Y'all was
yeah. Okay, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really like people like that. I'm gonna be so honest with you. Like first time meeting people. I'm gonna be honest with you. More often than not, people be like, "Why are you so mean?" I'm like, "I'm not mean. I just don't like you. I don't know you."
I'm
gonna be honest with you. You're one of the only people. You're one of the only people that I've met that I like. Genuinely, first time meeting them,
right?
It was just like we click, and you know what? I can't say that for too many people.
So, no, for real.
Hey,
man, I appreciate y'all, man. That make me feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
You make us feel comfortable. Make us feel
like
you
put me in a place where I'm supposed to just give back to y'all. Because I shared this with JV when we were talking before she recorded, and this is to y'all. And I'm being,
a
hundred.
I take it back. She don't really like us. Nah,
I do.
Talking to JV.
Nah, look, because you,
I be here almost every single day.
What you got the favorite show right now? What are you talking about? Chill.
Favorite show. I'm the favorite person.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, but I don't like none of y'all. I just tolerate y'all. I love my man right here. I love my man right here, Isaiah Jordan.
Oh, that's fine. You got
me. You a sister. You my sister.
What you try to say is you just got beef with JV because you don't
want
to left.
Well, let me finish. JV my sister, but she said I'm cut, so for some reason.
Because you ain't even no food yet. I'm still hungry.
And I'm still broke.
Okay, get some money in your pocket.
So look, right?
Put some food in your stomach.
So before we get to the takeaways.
Stop being broke is crazy.
Can you have a seat, please? Thank you. Before we get to the takeaways though, before I let the crew speak, because once again I am happy that I got four people in the room today. I am, you know, ecstatic, right? So but I did share this with JV, and I appreciate the love that y'all been giving me, but I shared this with her the first time she came in the studio, but we did not record. So what I told her was, and this goes back to y'all just showing me love and I appreciate it, right? If I did not have a heart for teens, I wouldn't be doing, literally not even just doing this, I wouldn't even be working for Rec, period. Because I had already reached the point where I felt like I had enough. Like, it's nothing else for me to do here. Like, if I'm not progressing in what I love, is what am I fulfilling? So if it wasn't for me having a heart towards y'all, I would probably still be doing this, but it just wouldn't be here.
It's because of y'all, she stayed, y'all.
So you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Jordan, because we did Zay Show. He loves Zay Show so much. He was like, man, I got to come and sit down with y'all,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, Zay, I was in here sitting in on Zay Show. I wasn't starting the mic.
Yeah.
Nobody was in here?
Me,
it was
Jess.
Jordan.
Me and Jess.
I was on.
You hold on. You wasn't.
Mm-mm.
You was. She was.
I didn't know him.
She was. You was here, but you just wasn't.
You didn't
in
know
here.
Me, so you wasn't. In
yeah,
here.
I didn't.
It's probably.
Oh yeah. Here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. 100%, man. I thank y'all, man. All the craziness that go on behind the scenes, man. All the stuff that I gotta go back and listen to when I'm in post,
yeah,
like
she
today.
This all. We're
at an hour and 6 minutes right now.
Oh, like,
Lord.
All right.
Gone.
So. Let's get to the takeaways. JB, what you got?
Well, it's going back to it. It's like talking to people, it relieves a lot. Take care of your body. Like, take care of your body. Like, for real. Just
that part.
Eat well.
That part. Say it again for the people in the back.
Take care of your body. Eat well. Be around the right people. Have good environment so you won't go back into, you know, depression and all and stress. Too much stress in your body. So, that's what I got to say.
Hey. I would say.
Guess what?
For the people in the back,
what?
For the people in the cars, for the people
welcome
just listening.
Welcome back to the Teen Cool Podcast Show. Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
He's a hated child right now.
I just wanted to let you know that health is wealth.
It is. I got that right now.
I'm going to say that again. Health is wealth.
Definitely.
Because you're going to have them back problems at the age of 30 to 50. Yeah, 30 to 50.
At the age of
19,
what you mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean yeah.
Yeah,
for
but
some
you
people
still
don't
got it
like me. Yeah, I got back problems.
Nah. It's just my CBD, BPTB.
Health is wealth. Don't always put junk food in your system.
That part. Drink some water.
Drink water. Every day.
Every day. It flushes out everything out your body anyway.
Right. I say it's cool to have a couple snacks here and there, but don't make it.
Don't OD.
Don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make it your diet.
Don't make it your diet.
Don't make it your habit. Like, don't make it just whatever you eat every day. Don't eat protein. Eat the protein in your life.
Right. Cause some
I'm picky, but I eat it still to get my body right.
I don't know why I just thought I heard you say don't eat protein. What?
What?
Some of y'all don't have a fast metabolism. And for the ones who do, I mean, that fast metabolism, goes away.
Sometimes I hate having a fast metabolism because it makes me look like I don't eat at home.
Yeah,
I look almost human sometimes. Like I look like they found me out back
you
in
like
the
an alien.
Takeout. First of all,
I say keep a lot of people who you can trust around you. You feel me?
Keep that people that they can hold you accountable.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Because when things get heavy, you most definitely gonna need people to talk to. You want people who, you know.
Zay, what you got?
I never said I was done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so she want to cut me off.
Go ahead, finish.
He about to give us a whole prayer. We in church today.
Were you finished?
Please.
You know, I'm finished now.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Stop playing. Are you finished for real?
I'm finished for real.
All right, Zay, what?
I don't like you. But, only thing I want to take away, the only thing I want y'all to take away is, no matter what you choose to do, no matter how you choose to cope with whatever you're going, make sure that one, you don't try to take it on all the time by yourself. Because it's cool if you can, but you don't need to. Like, even if you feel like it may be a burden to someone else, it's certain people that will come into your life that will change your life for the better forever.
Say that again for
happy
the people in the back.
Right. Like I said before, like, I'm not the best with expressing myself. Like, some people think because I write poetry and I'm okay with sharing it sometimes that I'm easily, like, I'm an easily approachable person. And that's not always the case. Like, I try to be more outgoing. Like, I try not to be mean when I first meet somebody, but that doesn't mean I'm... But make sure that you always not have... Don't have... I'm not going to say have your hand out, but if someone reaches out to you, then grab it. Like, if somebody reaches a hand to help out to you, grab it and hold on. Because sometimes that one hand to help will be the only thing keeping you floating. It'll be the one thing that'll actually keep you grounded so that even if you don't bring everything to them, you can go through it by yourself. Like
Definitely.
So yes, I agree with everyone else with, you know, take care of your physical, but you gotta take care of your mental, and that doesn't always look like going to someone else, but nonetheless you still do have to take care of it.
Can I say something? Taking care of your mental can help you take care of your physical.
I'm gonna say that again.
That's accurate.
Take care of your mental gonna help you take care of your physical.
Say it for the people that's on the right of you. Say it again.
Taking care of your mental is gonna help you take care of your physical. Like, for real.
All right, that's a bet.
Your mental gonna help you take care of your physical.
What?
I'm the only one on the right of her, so what you trying to say?
Just, I wasn't paying attention.
Of course you wasn't. Right.
I'm taking things to help you walk, you better leave me alone.
Right, but also keep God in your life.
It's not coming to the show. It's time.
Yeah. All right, look. We got one more. To my right. Jordan, what you got? What you letting my audience take away from the show? Then we going I'm going to play this last record, which I think is suitable because I want all of y'all to be successful. Like Todd said, like I wrote on the paper today before the show, health is wealth, and you do want to be around to experience it, man, to have long life and longevity. And I want everybody here to be successful, even if y'all working with me, not working with me, whatever. I'm still going to keep in touch with everybody because that's just how I am wired. But, Jordan, what you got?
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. What I want people to take away from this show is don't close yourself off. Because closing yourself off from people is the worst thing that you can do.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
I'm gonna say it for the people in the back.
Say it for the people in the back. All the way in the back.
Don't close yourself off. I've done it. It's not healthy. That's
it hurts
why
you more.
That's healthy, why I'm in the predicament I'm in, actually.
Say it for the second person on your
right. Right. Right,
JV.
It causes you physical and mental harm. It can leave physical and mental scars that will never heal, but will fade away. Honestly, everything gets better. Everything gets better. It may not heal all the way, but they definitely will fade.
Because temporary situations can leave lasting impacts if you don't deal with it the right way.
Right, I gotta tell this to people. Learn to let things go.
Right, because
y'all be holding on to stuff. Let things go. Okay.
Right, because Jay,
I know it's hard, but you gotta learn to let things go. Right. Y'all need to learn how to relax.
No, I'm not gonna lie, because I think we were just talking about this off camera, right? But I had to say, like, it's a difference between getting hurt and staying hurt. Sometimes you do gotta take that step, which may not be the easiest, but you gotta learn to. You don't even gotta forgive them.
All right, man.
I'm not done.
Todd, we better wrap it up.
Into the show, bro. Come
learn
on.
How to put your pride to the side.
That's
facts. That's the hardest part to letting go too. For real.
Stop talking ish, like.
Put your pride to the side.
This has been a great show, man. I feel good about the first show of February. Once again, happy birthday to all the Aquarius. You know, Valentine's Day is next week.
I'm on Valentine's.
I
don't need no
this was a very informative show, insightful show. I like that I had the whole crew in here with me, man. I love them dearly. I got a lot of respect for them. They got a lot of respect for me. So it is reciprocated. And like I said, man, this show is about them, about their experiences, about their viewpoints, how they see it in their mind, you know, what they've gone through. And that's how we rocking with the show, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. And this show is brought to you by the youth development team. Also, thank y'all for tuning into the show. No, I was gonna say that, but to
we was talking about a whole bunch of stuff
on Spotify, on Apple, man. I'm having a great time developing this show with the crew. This is season 3, episode 13, and we just gonna keep it pushing, man. We gonna see y'all at the next one. Peace.
Did you talk to that girl? I know I said that too. So I'm telling myself off the top. So I didn't try to molest me. I ain't really.
Wanna be successful, right? I say successful, right? Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Yes, indeed. What?